Yo, welcome to Crypto 101, the average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. And today we're going to talk about a little bit of cryptocurrency royalty, if you will. There's a couple faces and names out there that are just synonymous with the cryptocurrency world. And today we're going to talk about Vitalik Buterin. And first off, I want a disclaimer and a confession. I watched probably about a half a dozen videos of his speeches and keynotes and whatnot, and I cannot find anybody that has a consensus of how he says his name or how his name is pronounced. I heard Vitalik, Buterin, and I don't know. So if he is listening, which I highly doubt, but if there's some 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon out there that somebody hears this and knows him, could you ask him to please just put out a 10-second YouTube video on how to say his name so everybody's just not butchering it all the time? So today we're just going to do a quick history of who is Vitalik Buterin. He is, and if you don't know, the co-founder and the inventor of Ethereum. I'm just going to go through a brief history of where he came from, who he is, and what he's doing. And at the end, just tell you how much he's worth. I don't know if it's correct or not, but he was named by Forbes of the 40 under 40. So as people who are going somewhere, who already have a large net worth and who have huge ideas and that are shaping the markets that they're in. And all this information that I got is from the internet, you know, just a quick Google. So I didn't go too much in depth. I don't know who he is personally. I've never met him. So this is just going off of papers that are off Google and probably only about 8 clicks in or so. But in the description, there's a link to one of the interviews he did where he is actually saying about the same things that are going to be in this podcast. And you guys, if you are more interested, I recommend going to YouTube. You can see his talks on YouTube about the future of cryptocurrency, what's happening, how ETH is going to be a part of this new world in the next couple years. But anyway, let's get down to it. Vitalik was, of course, as we already said, Vitalik is the inventor and co-founder of Ethereum. He was born outside Moscow in a place called Kolomna, Russia. I hope I pronounced that right. At 6 years old, he moved with his family to Toronto, Canada. So Toronto, Canada, you have Drake and you have Vitalik. I think that's pretty good so far. And I, in my personal opinion, I think instead of having Drake Day at the Toronto Raptors arena, they should have Vitalik Day and maybe win some free ETH or something. I think that's, in my opinion, that's cooler than Drake. I'm not a big Drake fan. Anyway, at an early age, he was considered a math genius, and he was placed into gifted programs. If you go on YouTube, you're going to see that the guy is, first, he's young. He's 23 years old. He created ETH. I think he started writing the white paper in 2013. So that's 4 years ago. He was 19 years old. But if you go on to YouTube and you hear him speak, you could just tell that he's a brilliant dude. He's a genius. He's well-spoken. He speaks Chinese as well. You can see his keynote in Shenzhen. He says, my Chinese isn't that good, so I'm not going to give the presentation in Chinese. But he said that in Chinese, and the whole crowd was like, wah! And then he did his keynote in English. But you could tell he's into learning difficult things. You know, you can see his mastery in coding and in development of Ethereum and thinking outside the box. And learning Mandarin is not the easiest language to learn. I can testify to that. And he sounded really good. Actually, I think he has a gift for languages. He probably speaks 3 now, but there's probably more that we don't know. I mean, Russian, English, Chinese. Who knows? So what happened was his dad first introduced him to Bitcoin. And by his own words, he said he wasn't interested. But then he kept on hearing about it. And he was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna check this out. And when he checked it out, he was like, whoa, this is a really cool idea. So he wanted to learn how to make Bitcoin. So he thought about mining. But then he ended up writing articles for different magazines about cryptocurrency and blockchain, which he said at the time paid him like $4 an article. And he like $4 an article. And he was paid in Bitcoin, of course, obviously. And he spent most of his Bitcoin on buying like a T-shirt and things like that, or just different things. Eventually, he kept on writing, and he ended up being a co-founder of Bitcoin Magazine in 2011. So just to put a put a time on that. He's 17 years old and he's co-founding Bitcoin Magazine. After writing for a while, he was really into the Bitcoin and blockchain community. And he argued that Bitcoin needed a scripting language change for application development. He thinks that, you know, Bitcoin was too constrained and too focused on just the buyer-seller, the purchasing idea. And he said that, you know, Bitcoin could do more. But he failed to persuade Bitcoin. And I don't know who he was trying to persuade. Was it the miners, the developers, everybody in the community? So they didn't change Bitcoin. That's when he said, you know what, I'm just going to go develop my own thing. And he began writing the white paper for Ethereum in 2013. And the white paper provided a justification for the development of this new technology. And it outlined the fundamental principles of the possible applications. This was like the building blocks to this new technology that we know as Ethereum today. After he published a white paper in 2013, he started developing it in 2014. And this idea took off. And in 2014, while he was in college, he was awarded the Peter Thiel Fellowship for $100,000 for his work on Ethereum. Let's go into the Peter Thiel. I think it's Thiel, actually. It's spelled T-H-I-E-L. There's a T-H in there, but I think it's Thiel and not Thiel. This fellowship is originally named the 20 Under 20. It's a fellowship created for students under the age of 23 that have a great idea and are working on these revolutionary or innovative ideas in science research, creating a startup, a social movement, or what have you. The person who created this was Peter Andreas Thiel. He's an American entrepreneur, venture capitalist, philanthropist, political activist, and author. He is also the co-founder of PayPal. I think Elon Musk also was a co-founder of PayPal. So you know you got some bling. Wikipedia says that he is worth $2.7 billion. I wonder if he owns any ETH. I don't think it matters at that point. he probably has a couple Bitcoin, a couple ETH. You know, he probably uses a Coinbase wallet too. Anyway, this fellowship is a selection of about 20 to 25 fellows annually, and the selection rate is below 1%. So you have to have a really good working idea and fundamentals to move this idea or startup or social movement forward for them to consider you. Now, there's a little bit of controversy around this fellowship, because it encourages people to drop out to pursue these things that they're working on. I don't need to, you know, explain why that is controversial, but, you know, hey, here's $100,000 to drop out of school, kid. Go to work. Work on your thing. But it works out. Well, it worked out for Vitalik, actually. So good for him and good for this scholarship. Or, I'm sorry, fellowship. Vitalik dropped out of his university, the University of Waterloo, and spent the rest of the year traveling around the world, visiting individuals working on Bitcoin or in the cryptocurrency blockchain world to get new contacts to create his network while he's developing Ethereum. During this trip, I'm pretty sure it's during this trip, he created the Ethereum Foundation. Now, the Ethereum Foundation was originally created to support the crowdfunding campaign, of course, the legality and the marketing around this crowdfunding campaign, to raise money for the development of Ethereum and to run this foundation. Now, this earned $18 million in 42 days, which was one of the top crowdfunding campaigns ever. The Ethereum Foundation is still around today, and their mission statement is as such. Nowadays, the Ethereum Foundation's mission is to promote and support Ethereum platform and base layer research, development, and education to bring decentralized protocols and tools to the world that empower developers to produce next-generation decentralized applications and together build more globally accessible, more free, and more trustworthy internet. That's a hell of a mission statement. Well, good for them. They're doing a good job so far. These days, Vitalik is 23 years old, like I said. He's more focused on the high-level roadmap for the project. He's more interested in the theory. A couple of quotes from Eric Lombroso, who's also a guru in the crypto world, you know, one of the OGs. And he was a Bitcoin Core developer and Ethereum contributor. Vitalik actually posted email correspondence between the two when he was developing Ethereum. So you can see how it went down, how Eric helped Vitalik, and just a working relationship. It's actually kind of an interesting read to get, you know, inside of what it took to build Ethereum from the ground and to get to here, and those conversations they had along the way. He says, quote, "Vitalik is a bright young kid who is passionate about learning difficult subjects. He notes that the coding prodigy has a tendency to try to reinvent things rather than build on existing work." And I guess you can see that in Ethereum. He looked at Bitcoin. He said, we need to reinvent this wheel. This is great, but it could be better. And again, like we talked about a little earlier, where he was learning Chinese and he's thinking about the theory of how cryptocurrency and blockchain is going to play out. You can see that Eric's probably right with this quote. Anyway, that brings us to today. Vitalik is worth, now, a Google search of, you know, X and X person's net worth is not, you know, it is not, you know, set in stone. It's the internet, you know, anybody can take a guess. But the guess is he has 430,000 ETH right now, and that would put him at about $129 million. $129 million. Congratulations to Vitalik and his efforts in the past couple years. It must have been an amazing ride. I have never experienced anything like that in my life. To, in 3 years, start from nothing, create something, and become a multi-millionaire, and have in the palm of my hand a technology that is changing and has the potential to shape the world we live in the future. Anyway, thank you for listening to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and the link for the interview with Vitalik is in the description. Again, please look at the YouTube videos of his keynotes and his conferences. Some of it's very interesting, some of it's boring, but some of it's very interesting. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Crypto 101. All right, in today's music, I went a little chill step. I was in a chill step mood, and I got out some Arc Patrol, Songs Tokyo, the Sub Ranger remix. Got this on Xketo Music YouTube channel. Oh, I forgot to do the whole Twitter thing. Yes, you can find me on Twitter, crypto_101. Facebook, SoundCloud, Tumblr, Crypto 101. Send me a message there. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I'm also on KimCoin.com.